Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and deeper satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com so you can test ride your own fantasies for free, just for coming. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, loosen any clothing, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready, take a deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's episode of Lamb to the Slaughter. Chapter 18. Joseph. The corridors of C&E are deathly quiet at this time of night. It's not even that late, only 9:30 p.m. Yet, with all the physical activities during the day, most of the residents find themselves asleep by 9. When I first arrived here, I hadn't believed we could come and go as we pleased. I've left twice since my first 2 days, with no one saying a word, or trying to stop me even. I'd even got a mile down the road on the second night, though tiredness got the better of me and I'd returned. Tonight is different. Tonight I must do what is right. I must be a man and make my mama proud, no matter what anyone else says. Searching for the right door in these corridors is difficult. They all look the same in these dim wall lights. Although I've spent a lot of time with Aiden, I haven't actually been to his room more than twice. Our rooms are our sanctuaries, our private domains. The others rarely enter. They are a place we can go when we want privacy, when the need to get away from everything becomes too heavy to bear. Hoping and praying I found the right room, I knocked gently, so as not to disturb anyone else. Hello? The gentle accent of Aiden confirms my hopes. It's Joseph. I need a quick favour. 1 minute, Joseph. The sound of shuffling and someone hurriedly getting dressed drifts through the wooden door. When it opens a few seconds later, Aiden rubs the sleep out of his eyes, then offers a thin smile. Come in. What do you want? His voice is sleepy and more than a little irritated. I'm sorry if I woke you. I need for you to write a note. I'll tell you what to write, but I need it now. Aiden sighs. It better not be long. I'm too tired to write long notes. It isn't. I watched Aiden write before, and it's always filled me with awe. As someone who struggles with their own writing classes, I find the art beautiful and wish my penmanship could be even as half as good as his. Aiden removes a pad and blue ink pen from his bedside table and looks my direction. Go ahead, he says sharply, watching my words flow through his pen and magically appear on the paper as I recite them. Is almost mesmerizing, making me wish that I'd spent as much time on the skill as he had. That's it? He asked desperately, fighting the tiredness welling in his eyes. I nod and respond.
You can't tell anyone about this. Please, no one. And you said once that you'd been to Judge Hallen's house to clean the yard.
I add in a soft whisper.
What is his address?
It's over on Meadowwood, Aidan says with curious eyes.
It's the one with the lions outside the gates, but I don't know the number. Why? Are you going there tonight?
Yes, I'll be back in a couple of hours. But you can't tell anyone, Aidan. Promise me.
Yes, Joseph, I promise. Just let me get back to sleep.
Having everything I need to put my conscience at ease, I quietly leave Aidan to return to sleep. After tonight, there will be no more guilt, no more remorse. I can remove the plague that infects me and, at last, move on with my life.
Joseph, it's only a matter of time. I just have to wait. The noise of the city at night seems deafening now, compared to the quiet of CNE.
The hum that once relaxed me on so many nights now pains my ears. I'm sitting in a little coffee house, nursing the one cup of hot chocolate I can afford, rolling it between my hands to pass the time. People had come and gone, many looking at me, watching me suspiciously. I can almost feel the jagged shards of their thoughts stabbing at me with every glance. What my own conscience punishes me. He needs to come. He needs to understand. He needs to forgive me. If he can't, then I can't either. Hours pass. My chocolate long since gone cold. Boredom and fatigue soaking in as my thoughts wander 100 different directions. Just as my eyes begin to slide shut, I feel a hand on my shoulder and the gentle tone of a woman's voice.
Joseph Shawish? Yes, miss.
I smile at the strange woman, in awe at the soft beauty in her face, and the pure white locks of curls dropping around her moon features.
I'm Claire,
she says in a voice soft and womanly.
I understand you want to meet Judge Halland. I'm going to take you to him. He thought it would be fitting if you could meet him behind Dirty Nellie's, to put this behind you for once and for all.
My nerves begin to tingle with panic. I've gone over this exact moment in my head 100 times these last few weeks. But now that it's really here, it fills me with trepidation. I take a deep breath. My heart beat loud in my ears. I have little choice. This is something I have to face. We quickly leave the warmth of the coffee house behind us and travel the short distance to the alley behind Dirty Nellie's. The last place I'd seen my Louise. She never made any contact with me after that fateful night. The last place I'd felt that anger burning inside of me. All here. The shadows seem familiar, but the smell is overpowering. Heavy musk hangs in the air, making me feel sick. A smell of animals, of anger, of death. When I turn around completely, Claire has disappeared, leaving me on my own in this place. My God, what was I thinking leaving CNE and returning here? Leaving with a stranger that I don't even know. I have to get out of here. I have to return to my safe place. 2 steps forward, 2 steps closer to CNE, and a leaden voice calls from the shadow. Desperately, I reach for my lucky peso. If there was ever a time I needed protection, that time is now. Finding nothing but a newly ripped hole in my back pocket, my heart is pounding so loud it echoes through my ears. Joseph Shawish. I stop in my tracks. This is my chance to make everything right, to put the past behind me and make a better life for myself, to face my demons, to be a man.
Judge Halland.
As good as.
the hard voice responds. He has a message for you. Shadows swarm around me, consuming me as the full moon disappears behind a cloak of blackness. Oh, and you are going to have to wait until next week to see what happens. Now on Monday we have a new story. Haven't decided on which one yet. That's the beauty of being ad lib. Because it is, you don't know that. Monday stories are ad lib, they're not scripted. So I look forward to seeing you on Monday, when we can get wild in bed all over again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.